Hey, Ken, so apart from Molly, is everyone else available for the intra club on
Friday? Jackson Meade probably won't play as well. He's got a really, really small hamstring, but he'd be like he's days away from playing. But he'll miss Friday night. But yeah, it's a great position to be in with 43 available.
So Jackson, he'd still be available for the Marsh series at this point?
Yeah, I reckon he'd be right on that date. I reckon it's close enough. So, we potentially could have pushed him a little bit, but because he's a young player, we wouldn't do that.
Everyone else, I think, Wally Buzz has been on restricted and stuff. Is he?
Yeah, no, we're in a great spot. We've got a really healthy list. They're all back out there doing what they need to do, and it's encouraging. The disappointing part, obviously, the Ollie injury, but that's when you train like we train, as hard as we train, and as aggressively as we go, your injuries are going to happen.
How's Hammer?
Hammer's fine. Yeah, he'll play some minutes on Friday night. Hammer and Todd were the last two that were sort of just getting themselves ready to go. Todd Marshall, and they're both, you wouldn't have seen them, but they were out there training today, and they'll play some footy on Friday night. They'll be probably at least half to three quarters of a game.
And Cleary was in that group as well this morning?
Yeah, no, he's fine. That's normal Wednesday for Tommy. He'll play four quarters, don't have to worry about him. He's out there all the time.
So apart from Wines and me, the rest of your squad will all play some part in
yes.
the trial?
Yep. Yeah, they'll all be out there at some point having some minutes and getting them ready for a really exciting season ahead.
What are you hoping to see out of Jack Watts, given he's missed basically most of last season?
Oh, it's Jack just to get out there and play is what we're looking forward to seeing. And, that's been the same at training in the last couple of weeks, so having him out there and letting him run around and, he's still feeling his way a little bit, there's no doubt about that, and we expect that would be the case. He's still, he's nearly still 2 months away from 12 months from the actual injury happening, so he's way ahead of schedule, really, and we're really pleased for him and excited for him, as equally as excited. No, he's probably more excited than us, to be fair. He's out there jumping around.
Sometimes you need some top-up players to fill your team for this internal trial. Will you need any?
We'll use some. We'll use our Magpies boys because they're as part of our club as any part of the club, so we look forward to getting them here on that night and letting them have a run round. And, because you've got 43 available, we're going to play four quarters, you probably need 50 players. If we're being fair, we're managing a couple and making sure that we don't overcook some, and all those boys will be a part of the club, as they are always.
And we pick two evenly balanced teams?
Yeah, I think we'll certainly start something like that. We'll start with a pretty even balance, we think, but you never know. Sometimes you put them out there together. Because our list has got such great depth on it now with some of the younger people we've brought in over the last couple of years, it's sometimes be a little challenging to pick what's balanced and what's not. So, midfield control usually sends one team one way pretty often.
So all your top four draft picks from last year, players been speaking highly about, and they'll all see some action?
Except for Jackson, obviously.
Yeah.
He'll be out, but the other three boys will be out there playing, and you should get excited about looking at them. You should get excited. We had the three boys last year that were really exciting. Well, there's some stuff going on out there at training track at the moment that's equally as exciting, I would say.
Are you talking Georgiades for that one?
I'm talking the three boys that we've drafted, and even young Jake Pacini, who's come in off the rookie list, is doing some really nice stuff at training. And I think most of the people are seeing Mitch take a few grabs, which is pretty exciting, and he's a bit of a highlights reel, so we look forward to creating a few of them.
You had three Grand 1 debutants last year. You'd expect to have at least one this season?
Yeah, I do. Now, they've got to earn that spot and they've got to get that spot. So at some point, I'm not going to sit here today and tell you who that is because there's a fair bit to play through, but I'm excited by what's coming. And I've never been frightened of putting them out there.
It is rare that you do get such great first years from top rookies like your last year.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable year, wasn't it? I mean, let's not be kidding ourselves. We don't expect the same, but we're hopeful.
Still hopeful they can really make a strong...
Yeah, absolutely. Finish. Parks and Cripper do a great job every year of bringing in these great, talented people, and we don't mind putting them out there.
Ken, in terms of the process in the whole, where do you rate it in your time here?
It's hard, Hazy, because we all feel good today. We always feel good at this time of the year. Look, it's exciting. It's we're building. There's no doubt that this footy team is really building, and we're building towards a premiership, and we don't hide from that. And we know that we've got the list now that's really, really capable. You should be, if you're a Port Adelaide person, you should want to get out on Friday night and have a look, because if you look through our pre-season, we're not going to play here for a little bit. We're going to be away in Brisbane, then we're going to be away at Wyala representing our sponsors up there, and then our first game's away. So it's your opportunity to come watch these people. I can guarantee you, if you're a Port Adelaide person and you're supporting us strongly, you want to get down here on Friday night and have a look, because there's a fair bit to look at.
We heard from Simon Lefleen-Sanchez, they say that he's not going to force his players to go to China. What conversations have you guys had, and where are those?
We let the China stuff take care of itself by the people who are managing that, and they're doing a great job. Chris and KT will take care of that. The only thing that we know, and it's always been, our boys have been on the journey a number of times. They know exactly what goes on. But if there's any risk, if there's any health risk, that we obviously wouldn't be going like any club would. But you know, our boys would have the freedom of choice. But they, I'm sure, have absolutely no doubt that they trust the people who are making those decisions are going to make the right decisions.
From a football point of view, would you like a decision sooner?
No, not at all. I mean, we've done it. We're used to it. It's not a big deal to us to if we do or we don't. In lots of ways, reasons, we know how to go there and play football. We've been there. We haven't lost there. That's not an issue for us. And if we don't, we go every other week. We play a game of football. Right now, I'm preparing for the start of the season, so I'm not even worried about what. I don't even know what round it is, to be honest. 10 or 11. That's a fair way away for me.
Are you confident the club will make an educated decision when the time is right?
No, I'm not confident. I know they will.
Yes.
Them and the AFL together, and both firms will make the right decision.
But if worst comes to worst, if the club says we're going with one or two players, say, hang on, I'm not comfortable about this, you'd be leaning towards that?
Hypothetically, there's no doubt players would have choice, so you wouldn't force anyone to do anything. But I would sit here and give you a guarantee that if our club says it's safe to go, that every one of our players would trust that.
Given that people going there have been quarantined for a couple of weeks coming back, can you see any way that it will go ahead?
Not my decision. It's, as I said, all that information and all that the decision making were done by the people who are in control. There'll be no risk. We all know that. We're all sitting here probably overstating it a little bit. We'll make the decisions that's right for everything. And if it's not right, we won't go. If it is right, we'll be there.
Have you guys been told a deadline of when the decision has to be made?
No, but I'm sure that deadline would be, it'd be 4 or 6 weeks. Right, I'd imagine there's a lot of planning that goes into going to China for. Not just for the footy teams. There's a lot of commercial stuff that goes on that has to be done well too. So I'm sure Keith and Chris will be aware of what that timing is, as would the St Kilda people.
If it doesn't go ahead, would you like it played at Adelaide?
Not my decision. Sorry, I'd like to play every game. But if you ask me, would I play every game in Adelaide? I'd love to play every game at Adelaide Oval.
It's not your home game though, is it? You'd have to buy it.
Sorry.
Don't port sacrifice a home game to play in China? So. Won't play there, would have to be.
No, you're asking me some of the decision parts of the whole deal that I'm not totally across, but I think the idea is that we have the rights to St Kilda's home game at Shanghai.
Sure.
So we don't ever lose a game in Adelaide.
Ken, will the senior guys like Travis Bogue and Westhoff, they'll be playing Friday? Or are you sort of
Yeah, they'll be fine. As I said, every one of those 43 boys will be out there playing some part of the game. You know, whether they're old or young, they're out there and they're having a go.
Is everyone's sort of spots on the line? Like, are you sort of saying there's 22 spots up for grabs?
Yeah, there is. I said that to the boys only the other day, that everyone's got an opportunity. And, you know, we've shown that over the last 12 months particularly, that you play well, you get picked. You earn your spot, you get it. If you don't get picked too. So there's a bit on the line Friday night for these boys. There's there's round one of the pre-season coming up, which there's only two games in the pre-season. It gets pretty tight for spots. If you're not locking away your spot now, you're taking a risk.
Can that lead them to go in and say too hard and increase?
Nah, that's the way they've got to play. They've got to go hard. You know, it's like Port Adelaide play full stop. They go hard, and you know, we see Ollie hurt because we go hard. We accept that. Yeah, he's really well. Really well. He's out here today. He's 9-10 days since he's had surgery. He's running Monday. So I just spoke to him upstairs. His sling comes off, and as soon as he says, I can't wait to be able to run Monday. We've got great knowledge, unfortunately. We've got great knowledge on Ollie. Only other side, we know exactly what worked and what didn't quite work for us last year. He'll be prepared really well. I guarantee you when he comes back, it'll be exciting.
Positional changes. Last year, obviously, saw Watts go back in the pre-season and start the year there. There's been talk that Pal Pepper may play as a forward. Any positional changes you can find?
Yeah, there'll be little bits of different stuff. You know, we'll see some people that we haven't had available in the last 12 months more available for us. You know, even Brad Ebert will get a little bit more time probably on ball than he had last year, but he didn't have much time doing much last year. Pep, as you talk about, will certainly spend some more time forward to create some intensity in our front half that puts the opposition under some pressure and makes him be a bit fearful of who's around, because Pep can be a bit dangerous when he's out there. So there'll be that sort of stuff. There'll be opportunities for people to play slightly different roles. Farrell come up and play a bit of wing, that type of stuff. So there's some experiments that come on.
Rosie maybe more midfield.
Again. Yeah, Rosie will certainly have a look at the midfield. He'll certainly get a bit more time in the midfield. Butters, I suspect, will get a bit more time in the midfield. There's plenty of opportunities with the growth of some of the boys we've got. Houston's another great example.
I was going to ask about Houston. Has he become a sort of full-time midfielder in your eye?
Yep. Yeah, he's a lock. Put him in. Put him in the midfield when he plays his footy. It doesn't mean he can't go back and still play in the back line, but we've seen what he added to us in the midfield last year. He's trained the whole pre-season with the midfield group, so we hope that he maintains the form that he's got and he can play in the midfield.
We were talking to Charlie Dixon yesterday. He was really open about how big this year is for him and he's feeling the weight of his contract and everything. I mean, in your eyes, how important is he and how important is this year?
Charlie's really important. He's as important as anyone we've perhaps got. As far as, we talk about the position he plays and the way he plays the position. Not many people can play like Charlie plays at his absolute best. He's had a really tough last 12 months, everyone knows that. So it's exciting to see him out there running around and, looking and playing free. And that's exciting for us.
Finals, always obviously the benchmark for this club, but given the size of the year, 150th and one in the last five, I mean, is it even more important this year?
Well, I love this club and I love the history of this club, and this club's history is premierships. So that's what we're starting out to try and do. We're starting to win a premiership. We're going to start this year wanting to win the premiership in our 150th year. We're going to do everything we can to do that, and to do that, you have to qualify for finals. So look out, we're coming.